Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about the unsearchable riches of Christ and the pursuit of that, the pursuit of the treasures that we've been given in the Lord. What a great time, what an important time to be able to lay hold of on a profound level in your heart, my heart, to lay hold of the treasures that we've been given in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a time we've been talking all week about the whole world is in a time of shaking. The Lord is allowing the nations to be shaken. And the Lord allows that to happen because he's looking for us to be shaken from slumber, from distraction, to be awakened and to look at what's important, to pay attention to the Lord and what the Lord has for us, especially the church at this time. The Lord's, I think, dealing with the church very profoundly in this hour, a very, very challenging time for the church, but an important one. I think the church is in a deep spiritual battle in many places. I think there are spiritual strongholds that are holding and binding the church in areas that the Lord wants to come and set her free from. Habit patterns of sin and deeply ingrained attachments that are inconsistent with God's purpose and plan. There's lukewarmness in the church. There's rebellion in the church. There's unrepentant things in the church that the Lord wants to surface and bring into his light and to heal it and to set us free. And so part of what's happening in the struggle in the church today is we see, you know, people leaving the church. We see the church in many places in financial trial. We see the world is coming against the church more directly and more forcefully. And I think that's going to continue. I don't think it's going to stop. I think the Lord's allowing it to happen because the church needs to be purified. What the Lord is after is what we've been looking at this week is a people who are caught up in what St. Paul was describing, St. Peter described as living with Christ enthroned in our hearts, our eyes set fully on him, agreeing with the Father's plan that we are his children and to have our hearts set fully on him, to seek first the kingdom of God in our lives and to bear witness to him. I mean, one of the most important things you see throughout the entire New Testament, John's gospel is full of this, it's beautiful too, is that the fundamental thing we do, the fundamental mission that we have as God's children is to bear witness to a fact, the incarnation, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for our sins, St. Paul said, and he was raised for our justification. To be a people who understand the absolute significance of Christ, as Paul would say, the unsearchable riches, the sheer magnitude of the majesty and glory of Jesus would lay hold of our hearts and minds, and the church would live from that top priority of radically loving Christ, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And not just, here's something I think is really important to remember, and you can just feel it as we've been reading these passages from St. Paul in particular this week, but they're there in every gospel and every one of the letters in the New Testament in particular, is that what is most central to the life of a disciple is not a list of duties that we're supposed to accomplish or to see the church as just another sort of network of, like Pope Francis says, it's not an NGO. It's not just an organization that's mostly preoccupied with human development and handling political issues globally and the rest of it. The church cares about those things. But what makes the church move and what makes disciples move and effective is not the desire to be big impact and high impact in this world. Like I want to be with the power brokers. I want to be with the big decision makers. I want to make a big political splash, or I want to help reorganize societies and things like that. Yeah, that stuff has its place. But for every disciple, and what's central to the life of the church is this prayer, for example, that we read yesterday from St. Paul, chapter 3. I'll just read parts of it again. He says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth is named." So he's praying, and he knows that every family, his prayer would come to know that the great treasure of their life and the source of their identity is they have a Father in heaven who's named them. And the naming has more to do than just the name. It's the whole purpose and connection with God and God's whole purpose and design for us. And he said that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant to be strengthened. You might be granted to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. So a disciple is mostly enthralled and animated by this reality, that we realize that we haven't just been given marching orders to kind of take our place along all the other organizations in the world to sort of get something done in this world. It does matter to get something done in this world, but that's not the most important thing. It's important. It's a both and. It's not an either or. And he's saying, but what's in the heart of a Christian, what's in the heart of the church, is this reality that the Spirit is strengthening us in the inner man, and that Christ has come to dwell in our hearts through faith. That the very treasure, what we talked about on Monday, Paul's prayer, that we carry this treasure in earthen vessels. And the treasure isn't like, you know, some great strategy or key to getting something to change in the political order, some insight. The treasure that we bear is God, is the life of God in us, that our freedom, our capacity to love, our capacity to forgive people that hate us, to do the things that Jesus calls us to do, commands us to do, all of that flows not just from a set of good ideas or are simply willing it. It flows from this lived experience of knowing that God dwells within me and I'm in his body, the church. And there's a supernatural reality that animates my life. His mercy, his kindness, his forgiveness, his tenderness. And I begin to experience myself not just as an isolated human being, you know, pursuing my goals and dreams in this world, but I'm a child of God, that I've been, by the miracle of the coming of the Son of God, the whole world has changed. Everything has changed. Nothing is different. And nothing even comes close to the importance of the treasure that God the Father has given to us in his beloved Son, Jesus. There's nothing more precious, nothing more valuable, nothing more important, nothing more powerful, nothing more transformative, and nothing that can give us an unshakable hope and confidence in the whole meaning of life and what it is than this reality, this treasure. That's why Paul's praying again and again, and Peter's praying again and again. And every once in a while, they say these amazing things, like Peter would say, you know, we become partakers of the divine nature. We beheld the glory of God. He didn't say, they're not rejoicing. He said, hey, you know, we got this really great strategy. You know, at the heart of this all is just a good political strategy that we've been given by God to kind of help change things, to kind of fix the earth and clean it up a little bit, make it work a little bit better. You know, it's totally different than that. It's the gift of the beloved. It's the gift of God's life. And to the degree that the church has any effective fruit-bearing in this world, on any level, it's directly connected to our capacity to live in and to live from the kind of realities that Paul's talking about here. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So we receive the fact of Christ's death and resurrection in our lives. We accept the fact of the gift of the Holy Spirit that's been given to us to lead us to all truth, to give us the power, the words to speak when we need to speak, all the things Jesus promised in the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Lord Jesus to bear fruit in this world, to abide in Christ through the Holy Spirit. And he said that being rooted and grounded in love, that's rooted, it's another way of saying being rooted and grounded in the communion of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is love. God is a communion of persons eternally in love, eternally offering and self-donating. And it's the miracle of it, as the Apostle John told us in his first letter, what we really want you to know, first and foremost above everything, is that what we've seen, we've touched, the eternal life that's with the Father has appeared to us. We've beheld the glory of God. And guess what? We've come to understand that God's our Father and that we've been invited into and been enabled through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to enter fellowship with God. That's the gold. It's not that we have a better strategy. Well, we do. God's plan. It's not that we have better resources or whatever. It's about God. And I think too often, going back to where we were Monday, Paul says we carry this treasure in earthen vessels, that we get seduced by the enemy to be preoccupied by the earthen vessel. And the earthen vessel's preoccupation with making a mark in this world. And it leads us into so much trouble. It leads us into becoming a friend of the world in the wrong way. You know, as the scripture says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. And we get seduced into thinking that making our mark, being recognized, being an influencer, being powerful, all the rest of it, having a position, being recognized, and we can operate out of our flesh in a way that we're seeking our own will and we're seeking to secure our own place and triumph and recognition, things like that. And Paul saying in different places, said, you know, I used to do that. Paul said, I used to think that way. But now that I've come to see this treasure, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? You know, he's thinking, it's all dross to me now. It's all cow manure, is what he said. It means nothing to me in light of the treasure that I've received in Christ Jesus. I've received the heavenly gift, the eternal life of God has been given to me. So Paul says, now what I'm after? I'm not after all the position, all the recognition, to be the number one rabbi around, to be the high impact guy that I was so focused on in so many ways. Now what I'm set on is I want to know him. He said, I want to know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. And then he says something, it seems crazy, and fellowship in his suffering. I want whatever Christ wants for me. I want to be united to him in every way. And I want to gain the resurrection from the dead because there's just nothing else that compares, nothing whatsoever. And so taking these words to heart of St. Paul, he said, may you have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth and know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what he's going after. I want all the fullness of God. I'm not after the recognition in the world anymore. I'm not after just having everybody in the world love me and be, you know, at the center of everything like I used to want. I want the fullness of God. I want God. Friends, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us. We want the will of our Father. We want to live like his children. And that's here for us today. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.